What we do at this time on a Friday, I'm starting to refer to as the SMH or facepalm segment. We review the week and sit in amazement that as supposed grown-ups act like D-bags. It's called The Tool Shed, and prior to releasing our list of nominees, we call on our eternal proprietor to open the tool shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
And I do believe we have our two winners.
His laugh gets me every time.
Let's start with Moses Malone Jr. Couple of decent years as a college player at South Carolina State, son of one of the great big men to play the game, Big Mo, Mr. Fofo and Fo, who helped the 76ers win the 1983 NBA title. Turns out, kid was attacked and robbed at V Live, which of course you're aware of is a strip club in Houston. He filed a lawsuit claiming James Harden was behind the crime and paid the suspects $20,000 to do so. Why? Because Malone had made a critical Facebook post about Harden. Can't even say this with a straight face. Several people connected to the robbery have already been criminally charged, and until this frivolous lawsuit, Harden's name hadn't even surfaced. As you might imagine, the Harden legal eagle's not too worried, claiming none of those allegedly involved had money, so he's looking for someone with deep pockets. Let's move to Dennis, important to put the middle initial, K. Morgan. He is the delusional, sometimes singer of the national anthem at Nashville Predator home games. He's done it 185 times over their last 650 regular season games. He's been upset, the franchise, which I don't think most American sports fans could pick out of a lineup, are going with celebrities as they've made it all the way to the NHL Western Conference Finals and have gone with A-listers. Well, country Western A-listers, for what that's worth. They are in Nashville, Lady Antebellum, Carrie Underwood, and last night, Kelly Clarkson. These are names even I recognize. He went to management and said, if I don't get my chance, I'm going to go to the Tennessean and express my disappointment, which led to the guy who covers hockey for Yahoo, Greg Wyshynski, a.k.a. Puck Daddy, challenging anyone disappointed this guy was not singing the anthem to email him. What's the word we're looking for? Crickets. To Giselle Bundchen Brady. When I say it like that, she sounds like an imported German serial killer.
It should be Tom Brady Bundchen, right? He takes her name.
Actually, I don't think either of them took either of them.
I think that's the way it should be, though, right?
And by the way, I know she's from Brazil. But didn't South America harbor a bunch of Nazis after World War II? Anyway, this isn't a case of me saying to a woman, be quiet, stay in your lane. This is me telling an insider to shut up. Your significant other works for the Patriots. They're less liberal with information than Chip Kelly was with injuries at Oregon. Take a hint. Don't divulge. I bet Bill Belichick just lost his mind and was like, head injury, too much. That's him losing his mind. But knowing what a touchy issue this is and who Tom Brady is and what just happened last season with the moronic deflated football idiocy, be a little more self-aware. And for heaven's sakes, you were doing good. You were on Charlie Rose to discuss a really important issue as an international figure, climate change. Come on, Giselle. And my rare generalization, everybody that's a little too up in arms over the all-NBA teams. Look, it does warrant some discussion because some voters are just self-serving idiots. Like we've discussed before, you look at the career of Roberto Clemente, Willie Mays, Steve Carlton, Ken Griffey Jr., and you thought, nope, not voting for him this year, maybe next year. But these people just aren't doing their job. I get that. Even lesser are all-league teams. And sure, you're paid to cover the NBA and you really voted Kawhi Leonard as a third-teamer or didn't think LeBron James, off arguably the best season of his career, was a second-teamer? But more important, spend your time wondering why we still have to have a by-trade center on an all-league team. I got news for everybody. There's one great center in the NBA now. His name's Anthony Davis, but Rudy Gobert, DeAndre Jordan make all-NBA? By my count, I found 22 more worthy point guards, two guards, and small forwards. That's a much more productive discussion. And with that, I'm going to go with Dennis K. Morgan. The guy sings the national anthem for one of the least popular North American franchises and thought it was his moment to shine. As we shut the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball, and to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
Because you're silly and unprofessional. Yeah. Hoo-ah!